shit talking. Like, there's delusional shit talkers that's just like, we're the Hornets and we're gonna bust the Lakers' ass and there's nothing they can do to beat us.
Yeah, I mean, but you're the Hornets.
Yeah, and it's like, you're not even being reasonable.
Yeah.
You're not even like, we're gonna come out here and work hard and we can beat them. They're like, no, it's obvious we're gonna win. Like, I've never seen Joel Embiid take that route. I've seen him talk shit. Seen him, you know, we're gonna beat these guys, but never. It never seemed delusional when he said shit.
Yeah.
He was good enough in front of the camera. Like, he's not a fucking Kawhi Leonard where it's like he's awkward and people are going to laugh and shit like that. It's like he's fucking
light.
Yeah. Can you just turn this one off?
Yeah, hey, I'm about to. I thought that would light it up at least one more.
I had to bring this whole big ass fucking thing because I couldn't find my bag.
A big ass Pokemon box.
Vicky bought me this shit.
It looked like one of those things you keep your Pokemon cards in.
Well, I'm an adult now, so I keep my weed in. I decorated the box with all the stickers that came in.
I'm an adult, so I put stickers all over my box.
Yeah, yo, look. Got the jazz sticker.
Got the pill.
Got the jazz pill sticker.
Bottle. Oh, shit.
Got that. Hold on. I got another one, too. Okay. Oh, wait. It's on the inside.
What the fuck is that?
It's the same dog.
Oh.
It just has a hoodie on and shades. Smoking weed.
Yo, the hoodie with its ears under it. That shit's funny as hell.
Yeah, this is my fucking... The champion box.
But... Yeah, I think Embiid still got injury issues, though. For me, it's annoying as hell. I think maybe he's too fat. Because last year, I felt, was the year he was the healthiest.
Uh-huh.
And then he got hurt in the playoffs. And he still missed like 15, 20 games.
I think it's like a two-tier type of thing. Like, I feel like he's still... I don't feel like he has anyone he trusts on the 76ers. To be like you know, Shaq and a Kobe type thing, they may not have liked each other, but they knew, like, yo, this dude's on the court with me. I'm not shouldering all this myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Embiid, even if there is a player there, I don't think in his mind the player is there with him. So he's, like, taking the whole load, which is, like, kind of, like, exasperating the injuries. And, you know, he's not doing, like, you know, if you... When you lose weight, you lose strength and you lose other shit. So, mm-hmm. like, he's probably like, yo, I don't have a teammate good enough for me to lose the weight. And then I'll, like, be a step. Like, I'll lose a little bit of my defense and I'll lose a little bit of this. Blah, blah. That could be his mindset.
It could be. I feel like...
I just try to make people sound rational because that's the only, like, rational thing I could think of as to why he has... Because he has everything. He has the footwork. He has... I don't see a error in anything Joel Embiid has other than, like, health.
Yeah, I think he's too big. I think he'd be fine because he's, like, 300 fucking pounds. 290 pounds. He's big as hell. Like...
Oh, yeah, and there's not a lot of big guys anymore.
There's dude, like, I would say, other than, like, the occasional fat ass, like, Zion and shit, like, most dudes are, like, 260 and under. And 260 is big. 265, that's big as hell. And LeBron's like 265.
Mm.
So I feel, and LeBron's another one that could never stay healthy. He's always cramped up. He always got to take games off. He, like, it's always something with these people.
I think LeBron.
I think they too fast.
Stayed healthy. I think you just don't have, not you specifically, but I'm saying like them, they don't have a. I feel like they don't have
somebody, like you were saying with Kobe, like Shaq, Kobe, like somebody to rely on a little bit, take the weight off.
Either that or they don't have like a threat on their team, because that could also be a thing to like motivate you. Like if you want to be the guy on the team, like I feel like Joel Embiid,
nobody's going to take his spot.
Yeah, and there's nobody even challenging it, so he's not trying to find another level to his game.
Right. I mean, look at... You might have something there, because look at what was the best version of Shaq. It was when Kobe started to peak.
Yeah. When
Kobe started to enter his prime, maybe not
Shaq peak, was still trying to fight a little bit for it, and then it became, all right, this is Kobe's team.
Yeah, pretty much. There's people that.
And then when everywhere else he went to, he was a shadow of himself. Yeah. Not even
like. And and it wasn't his team.
Yeah.
He went to Miami. That shit was Wade's team.
Yeah, and I feel like that's. Some people may need that little extra challenge. And I feel like Embiid, since he already is doing everything he like needs to do, like personally, like he can shoot, dribble, move, blah, blah, blah. I think he does need that challenge. Like another great player there that's going to be like.
Or steroids.
Yeah. You see all these people believe in Chael Sonnen? This fucking hilarious.
What did Chael say?
He was on the Flager 2 podcast, so he's just talking wild shit. For one thing, I didn't know he never curses. That shit's funny as hell. He was like, yeah, the UFC calls me the biggest SHIT talker. I don't even curse. It's against what I believe. He's like, I don't curse to talk about people's families. He's like, find me a time I did. And I'm like, oh, shit.
That's true.
And he, like the whole episode, he would, like, spell out curses or be like, darn, instead of, like, damn and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, shit. I never even noticed because I was just too busy
laughing. That's cursing. That's cursing, though. He's just stupid. That's cursing. There would have been a time where darn is considered a curse word. I mean,
if you go back freaking 15 years, ass was a curse word. You couldn't say ass on TV.
Really?
Yeah. When we were kids, they couldn't say ass, bitch, mm-hmm. any of that shit on TV.
I remember that. You couldn't say bitch, yo. I remember till maybe 10 years ago, once I was watching TV, it was only like late at night could you get away with saying certain words.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that. I was like, motherfuckers say shit and bitch on TV. And like, but
I think it was the Boondocks because they be having funny ass shit. But they was like, they had
they used to say bitch in there.
Yeah, they had the nigga episode. Where they was just basically calling out all the TV, and I think that's like one of the reasons they got fucking canceled.
Yo, Boondocks got canceled. Like, that's what happened.
They got canceled multiple times.
Oh, and then I thought they just
brought back now.
Because they were around for a little bit. Like what? Like 2004 for like 10 years or something.
They had an episode where it was basically like, yo, you know how fucked up the world is? The world's mad racist. And they're like, you know how Huey's have like he's like the Black Panther type mm-hmm. dude.
The one with the braids, right?
No, the one with the afro.
Oh,
he the one with the braids. Yeah, like
Riley.
Riley. He's the hood one.
Yeah.
So then he's talking to him, right? He was like, you don't know how fucked up this world is? And he's like, I tell you. He was like, you could say nigga and they won't bleep it on TV. Watch. Nigga, 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 nigga. And they didn't bleep it once. He was like, you try to say faggot and they bleep it. Try to say gay, they bleep it. Trying to call a woman a bitch, they bleep it. So why can't I say nigga, 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 nigga? It doesn't even matter what color you are. And then it switches to the Samuel L. Jackson plays a white dude in the show.
Mm-hmm.
The Wensler. And he says nigga and they don't bleep it. But if he tries to say gay, they bleep it. Or try to say faggot or like any other derogatory term, they bleep it. So it was like, why can't... And it was just like one of those fourth wall break moments. And it was like, why can we say nigga on TV? But I can't say bitch, ass... This, mm-hmm. this. And then that was like the first time Boondocks was canceled. And then they came back like for bringing two or up three a point. Years. Yeah. They bring up wild points.
Like South Park. They bring up like real life like things. Like South Park will bring up
like the maps.
Oh, yeah.
The freaking pedophile thing.
Yeah.
That's what I first heard about. I thought it was fake. And then it was just like, oh no, it's real.
Yeah, you the travel stands and shit.
Yeah,
that was surprising. That was real. I was like, "What?" It didn't even sound real. That like you can basically get a tour guide to pedophilia.
Yeah.
Like if you're not from the region, you're looking for kids to fuck. No worries. Just go to that stand over there. Yeah, I remember. I'll never forget. I can't remember the documentary. I tried to find it so many times. It had subtitles. I feel like it was European, like Scandinavia or something, mm-hmm. but it was in Brazil. And they were.
Showed me this shit. It was like about pimps and hoes or some shit.
Long time ago. No, it was about kids. It was, I showed you that too.
Yeah, I remember one that had subtitles and he
it was called Whores.
And he was like pulling up to people's doors like, yo, you a whore?
Yeah, look at the they're all afraid of me. Yeah. Is that they're all afraid of me and my big fat cock? He just kept driving around. That fucking horse. Yo, that movie was so good. Nah, there's another one, yo. It's crazier than that. Because it was about kids, like child prostitution. Yeah. And I mean, not sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Literal prostitution from kids. Gangs of kids on their own doing.
You know, I'm talking about like a song about that that really? Everybody used to sing and then nobody knew until recently.
What?
People always pretended Jamaican. That TLK song.
What's up?
It's a group of Jamaican people. You'll know it if you hear it. Mm-hmm. But it was like
I can pop it up. I'll just say it because I got YouTube.
I can't remember the name of the song.
TLK song.
Yeah.
I got it. YouTube TOK song. Footprints?
I think it is
footprints. 12 years ago. Is this a...
No.
I was about to say, it doesn't sound familiar. When you cry? Chi-Chi Man. That sounds familiar.
You know that song. It was like, we in a war with a Chi-Chi.
Oh, this song. Yeah. Oh, them?
Yeah.
She's hot?
Nah, it's a song about a little girl. It's like 11-year-old stripper prostitute.
I got you. I don't know. Yeah, you're gonna have to look it up. But
yeah. But it's like the whole song, he's just explaining how this little girl ran away from home at like 10, became a stripper, then at 11 became a prostitute, and was just fucking dudes.
Well, there was this documentary where it was like 15 little ass kids of all different ages. But none of them like high school age, young kids.
Yeah.
More like elementary, maybe some middle school. And they would go to the beach where all the tourists were. And they would try to, it would be like a group of kids trying to pimp out a little girl that was with them. But the little girl would be like with it.
Yeah.
And they all try, and they'd try to find tourists to have sex with them. Little ass kids. Mad. And there was a clip where this guy got mad at the kids for that. Yeah. Like some guy was yelling at the kids about it. And the kids jumped him. They all had like sticks and shit. And the kids fucking jumped the guy, a tourist at the beach.
Fuck he gets. Fuck are you yelling at the kids for?
Because they were, he was trying to be like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like trying to sell sex to kids. He was like scolding them for it. He was like, "Your children, like, that's dangerous. That's nasty."
Listen, if you're gonna go down that route, all you do is follow the kids to the first adult that says yes, and you beat the shit out of that guy because it is not on the kids. Like, yeah,
it is on the kids.
The kids are saying, if a kid walks up to you and was like, "Hey, let me suck your dick," you gotta be like, "Oh, okay, kid. No, you're an adult,
but you say no." No, I'd be no. I talk shit to the kid.
Yeah, that's what. But I wouldn't like.
I'd be for me. I'd talk shit to that kid, like, "Yo, adult, you nasty little bitch."
It's more of the adult being. I'm not gonna be like, "Hey," following a group of kids, be like, "Stop doing what you're doing." Like, I'm gonna be like, "Yo, adults, if y'all fucking these kids, y'all weird."
Yeah.
It's like. That's a, like, I don't even know. I guess it's just too crazy for me to even, like, I don't even think I'd be able to look at them kids. I'd probably run away, like, on some real shit. Like, I'd be freaked out. I don't think I can't process this shit in my head. Like,
yeah.
A kid walk up like, "Hey, can I suck your dick?" This is like, what the fuck? Like, how do you, just because it's like, is so out of the norm. That guy
was yelling at them. He was like, what do you mean?
I don't fuck kids. Well, he actually fucks bad kids at home. He's like, I went to Brazil. What the hell do you know?
Yo, you want water?
Yeah.
You want ice?
Yes, please. Oh, I was thinking of the wrong person. It was I. Wayne.
I. Wayne?
Yeah.
That sounds like such a reggae beginning.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Yeah, people used to be like, oh, this is a good ass run. It's like, yo, she became a whore at 7. It was stripping at 11. I don't know what kind of.
Yo, you know what that reminds me of? Remember that song? Yo, this is just random as hell, though. Remember that song? Oh, fuck, I can't remember. What would you do if you
remember? Oh, yeah, with Lil Wayne. Yeah. Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yo, I remember people used to be like, yes, exactly, yeah. And it's all upbeat, and it sounds like a happy song. Yo, I remember as a kid singing that song, like, everybody loved that song, and the whole time, it's a sad-ass fucking song, like, I'm a prostitute, I'm selling sex to feed my son who's crying from pains from hunger. Like, that's a terrible song, yeah, like, it's sad.
Horrible.
Yeah, and I remember, but it sounds so joyful. And everybody happily like singing that. It and shit.
Like, yo. Another song like that, I was trying to remember. Yeah, it's a few songs like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Murder, She Wrote.
Yep.
Murder, this is She Wrote? Oh.
Murder, She Wrote. Oh, yeah! Yeah, hell yeah, right? Because it's an abortion song.
Yeah.
He's like, every time I see this chick, she's pregnant with someone new, like, every 6 months.
No, he says, every time I see this chick, she's pregnant, but there's never a fucking baby. How does this work?
Yeah. He's like, the coolie, the white man.
Yeah.
This song fired up.
These niggas was crazy as hell, too.
Shaka
Demus and Pliers. That dude Pliers was crazy. His whole family was not crazy. They was all named after Pliers. It's fucking Pliers, Hammer, Screwdriver, fucking Saul, fucking... And they were all artists that was like fucking... Lady Saul was a big one.
They were popular as hell when we were kids.
Yeah.
I'll say they predated us, but our time of growing up, they were one of the more popular, I feel like, dance hall groups. Or they're dance hall, right?
Yeah. Oh, these dudes? I think these dudes was like grandfathered in just because of their sound was like popped off when like the 90s hip hop stuff popped off.
Yeah.
So it was kind of just all fused into one. Like,
Yeah, because I know, like, dance hall and shit's early, young as hell. That's, like, 80s. It's kind of a new thing,
right? Even reggae is new.
Yeah, because it used to be, like, scat or some shit. What was that?
It was, like, the dub style.
Yeah, dub styles. And, yeah, I remember you and your brother was telling me about that.
Yeah, Bob Marley kind of invented reggae.
I fuck with dub styles. Yeah, because I know, like, old shit. I mean, I can't name any artists, but, like, shit from the 60s, it sound nothing like
reggae. Sounds like American music.
It do.
Because they were all influenced by them
pop bands and shit.
Yeah.
Or classic rock. I think 70s was like all 60s and 70s was all like classics. I fuck with that dude. What's his name? Barrington?
Barrington Levy?
Yeah. I fuck with Barrington Levy.
I'm trying to find this. One of his major songs, he had like an original. The original version was like, it sounded like American song.
Yep. Who, Chaka?
Nah, Bob Marley.
Because
Bob Marley started before there was reggae.
Mm.
So he has like a whole bunch of songs. Yeah, like late
60s, right?
Yeah, he has a whole bunch of songs that he then turned into reggae songs.
It's crazy how much music him and, like, when it was him and the original Wailers. I don't know if when it was Bob Marley and the Wailers, if he got new people outside of Bunny and Peter.
See this.
That's what it's called, early?
No.
Is it early Bob Marley? Gotcha.
See, it sounds more like that American Beach Boys.
Like Motown type shit, almost, yeah.
That's how they dressed and everything. That's what I was saying, like, the other day when we was talking, like, Bob Marley was not, like, well-received by Jamaicans for a long time. They were like, yo, he's a Rasta, and Rastas weren't looked at fucking in a cool way. It was all haircuts and suits and all that type of stuff over there. And then the Rastas was, like, the opposite.
I know, I've seen and this
everything,
shit.
Like, once you, like, if you really, like, look into Rasta stuff... Like vegans are very close to Rastas.
Oh, hell yeah. Or so like, Hindu shit, too.
Yeah, so, like, you could really see how, like, I don't want to call them normal people, but just, like, regular people that aren't Rastas, they eat all the stuff Rastas are 100% against. They don't eat pork. Jamaican people love pork.
Really?
They don't eat... Yeah, they don't... They're like,
I love pork.
They don't eat pretty... They only eat fish and freaking vegetables. That's it. They're freaking vegans.
I don't think I've ever been around any. I know this dude I used to buy weed from on my street. He was Rasta. But D. He had long-ass dreads down to his fucking feet. But, dude, yo, this dude was so funny because they used to feed the cats.
Mm-hmm.
The stray cats. So, like, 30 cats. Yo, I swear on my life. He had, like, a 2000 version of your car. He was coming up the street, and you see all the cats coming out of everywhere, and they start chasing the car. Like, 30 cats.
Yeah, that's some roster.
And then he parks his car in the back, and the cats start jumping all over the car, and they fucking loved him.
Yeah, that's some roster shit. Fucking up the animals and shit like that. And just doing it to do it, too. I bet you he ain't trying to take none of them cats in the house.
That dude had no pets.
Food. Yeah.
He had no pets, and he would buy cat food to feed the cats. Like, he would always feed the cats, and then... Or I don't know if he gave them cat food, but I know...
Something, yeah.
Dude fed, like, 30 cats.
Yeah, fucking... Them people that is fully into that roster stuff... They be doing all that lion's paw and all that other stuff.
Like soup?
Nah, they go like this.
What's
like,
lion's
paw? Like, you know, you dap somebody up and be like, oh, what's up? You
yeah.
Go like this. They go like this. They put their hand up as high as they can go.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. Yo, I work with mad, like old head Jamaicans. Like, I'm talking about, like, our parents' age.
Yeah. And then that's, like, that's how you could tell, like, that... Rasta shit is above the people that really believe in that is above all things because Jamaicans are the most homosexual, like homophobic.
I was about to say, I think they're the least homosexual.
They're the most homophobic people, so for them to like hold a dude's hand,
yeah, oh yeah,
stuff like that.
Italians are mad homophobic and we kiss each other on the cheek, like dudes,
Like, well, I don't, but I mean, like, you see it. Like, if an Italian from Italy comes to visit, that's the first, like, you know, you kind of touch cheek.
Yeah.
But an old Italian that's, like, happy to see you, don't matter if you're their son, sometimes they'll kiss you on the lips.
Oh.
Like, there's that, like, like, the more the person loves you. Oh, Maggie, stop. You could just push her away. I mean, like,
I just gave you a little pet. That's it. That was all. One more time. There you go. You're not barking at me anymore. Hey. I got pet you all the time.
Stop jumping. Don't jump in. She hates Puerto Ricans.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. Remember, like, my last dog hated, like, really dark people? Well, it's not true, but she didn't like Jonathan. It happened a couple times to, like, really dark people, but we ended up having people move upstairs that were black. Like, black, and she fucking loved the kids and shit, so.
Something about them.
But, yeah, I thought it was funny. I was like, I used to joke around that Jasmine was a little bit racist. And then I was like, I think this dog racist for real, because, yeah. Like, anytime I buy weed from this dude, and he pulled in, and I'm here, she goes ballistic. Anytime one of my boys come through, she go ballistic at him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, ballistic. Like, she wants to attack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she don't, but it's just funny. It's like, okay, like, you don't like Puerto Ricans. Like, good thing you never lived in Hartford.
Damn. I gotta go find a fucking... I just remember, this random as fuck. I gotta go find a stud finder. Fucking Home Depot. It's gonna be a fucking another $20. Well, not for no reason, but
try and hang a picture.
A shelf. Vicky be making her Legos.
She does Lego?
Yeah, she loves them. She do the Jurassic Park ones. She got, like, no lie, like $500 worth of Legos probably up on the walls.
Holy shit.
Cause it's like one set was like $150. And then it'll be, like, a couple of months later, she'll get, like, two $30 ones. And then a couple months, it's not, like, all at once.
I've never been into Legos. Even when I was a kid, I've never been the lit.
I think
Legos.
She's more into Jurassic Park. And then
I love
that has the whole Jurassic Park scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when the T-Rex flipped over the car, and it's the kids in the car, it's the gate behind
it. You can build
it.
That?
Yeah, it's, like, this big.
Dude, that's crazy.
It has the two T-Rexes, the car.
It's cool as hell. I think the coolest is when you could do a city.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you could do Manhattan the way it exactly looks, actual layout, in Legos. And they got Legos of all sizes.
We were going to build the Pyramid of Giza, the original one with the white overlay and the whole city around it.
Oh, but
we didn't have anywhere to put it, because it would have been, like, this big. Like, this, like, a square, like that. And it was like, we don't have anywhere
to put that
shit. I was like, but this shit is hard. It's a huge white pyramid. Like, the pyramid is bigger than this box.
Damn.
And it's fucking, like, all tiled in the white, and then you build the city around it. And I was like, oh, that's worth $200.
I feel like I don't fuck with Legos. I never did, but I always thought it was cool. I thought it was, like, a cool version of a puzzle. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather do Legos than a puzzle.
I found some of those, too. The 3D puzzles. They're fucking dope. It's the regular puzzle pieces. But when you put them together, it makes, like, it'll make, like, the Big Ben or, like, freaking the Sears Tower and shit like that.
I don't like puzzles or... I remember when I was a kid, like, I would do, like, puzzles sometimes.
Yeah.
There's some puzzles, like, there's times I did like doing puzzles, especially, like, in school when you had that time to just do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
But... I think it's cool. I think anything that you can put your mind to, just, like, get away a little bit and just occupy your mind, have a hobby.
I think that's cool, too, because I just play video games. I don't really think that's much. That's a hobby.
I wish I could play video games. I've been seeing some of the fucking games coming out and how, like, because I haven't played games in, like, 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, games look totally different now. Like, I remember I wanted to play Cyberpunk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so bad. And then it came out, it was trash, and I felt so good. Because I was like, yo, I would have bought it. But I heard they fixed it up, and it's awesome.
They fixed it up almost, like, I don't know, a couple months after it came out.
Yeah.
I ended up buying it on sale, and it was still kind of weird. And then, like, a month after I bought it, it was 100% good. Like, no problems, any of that shit.
Did you play the version that had no problems?
Yeah. I played the one that had a little bit of problems, and then, because I bought it, like, a year after it came out.
Yeah.
Or, like, a little less than a year. And then after, like, I can't remember how long after I had it, but the update came out. Then once I put that update on it, I ain't have no problems, no nothing.
That was a good game.
Yeah, great game.
Great game?
I played it like 10 times.
It's better than GTA?
No. GTA is...
Because you can tell that they're trying... What I think they're trying to do, because it took so long to make it, is they're trying to do a GTA 5 thing, where it's just this one game for a decade being like an online-based game.
Nah, they wasn't doing that with Cyberpunk. Because Cyberpunk was never like online. They never had anything...
Oh, it's not online?
No. It's just like a single...
I would imagine the whole thing would be an online...
It would be cool if they did have that, but I don't think...
They're going to do it. I think that maybe they're going to...
Maybe like, they're working it. Towards it.
Yeah, I think that's the goal, to be honest, is I think it's supposed to be that.
Because that thing, what GTA did, it's going to be... It already... It's hard to capture a spot that's already taken. So, like...
Right.
They're not going to be able to make like an online...
They're an original. Like, nobody else ever did.
You're
going
to have
like
to
that.
Do something different.
You remember the games that would come out that used to try to be like GTA? Like Driver?
Oh, yeah.
It just wasn't the same. There was games that was kind of like better graphics than GTA, and it was similar.
Closest thing.
Scarface.
Scarface was like... I think just because it was a movie tie-in type thing.
Yeah.
I put that as somewhere different, but Scarface, I fuck with that. Scarface top.
Level. It was a lot like GTA. It was like if GTA made a Scarface game.
True Crime was like the opposite of GTA. That was tough though.
I never played like the True undercover Crime. Cop. Never played it.
True Crime was
New York,
amazing.
LA, yeah. And then you could do both. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was fucking. That was a really good one. I think Saints Row, the never first and it. The second one. Was the best ones. After that, they started going downhill and doing all this weirdo shit.
I never played... I did the one where... I just remember something about a police station. And killing cops with a dildo. I played it one time. And that was the only thing I did. I was at a police station. And I killed a whole station of cops with a dildo.
Yeah, the first two were great. They were making their own world that was similar to GTA. But, like, funny.
Yeah,
but it wasn't too funny because, like, you could go to the liquor store, get some liquor, drink it, and get drunk. And
I remember that.
You could smoke weed.
It was crazier. Yeah. It was like a rated R
GTA. Like, you could fucking call your people, and then you could have them drive while you do the drive-by shooting out the window.
Yes.
You could tell them to speed up, slow down, all that type of shit.
I remember doing drugs.
Like, the first two of them, you could do all that shit. Then the third one, they started getting all weird, like, you were the president, and fucking aliens attacked, and all this other weirdo shit. Like... It was just like a complete 360 on what the game was. And I was like, oh, this is wild.
You think sometimes, it sounds stupid, but a product that's so good, you got to ruin the product so they buy your other products. You think that could exist?
Nah, I don't think so. I think what they do is, nowadays, when your product is so good, they make it three different times. And they just take out one thing.
Right.
My phone is a Galaxy S21, but it's the S21, like FE, the cheapest version. Mm. And then it's just a regular S21, and then it's the S21 Pro. So it's three different versions of the same shit. They could have just made the S21 the best thing and then just sold it as one phone, but they were like, nah, we're going to make it three different phones so we could make, you know, somebody who doesn't have enough, they can get the one that's $400 cheaper.
But I wonder also what a lot of times I think it could, so what I heard about Game of Thrones, for example, the final season, everybody was going into the final season, working on the final season, knowing it's the final season. And it sucked. It was the worst season from what I heard. I didn't watch it. But I heard it was the worst of all the seasons, and the ending sucked. And I think the reason for that is because everybody started looking for new jobs and started maybe working on or planning ahead for new projects. And so they were kind of like one foot in, one foot out.
But I feel like every show knows when they're going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those type of shows, like those shows.
Oh, like a show like that. Yeah, yeah, like a successful show.
It's not like it was a sitcom like you know, Seinfeld.
But a lot of times they have horrible endings, though. Almost all those shows have a shitty ending. Maybe it's just because it's coming to an end. You could never be satisfied.
It started so good that the ending looked bad comparatively. Like if you compare it to how this shit, like when you stretch it out, like The Walking Dead, I feel like it just went on too long. That now these later seasons are never gonna compare to
that show. Just sucked.
I liked it. It was pretty good at the beginning.
I liked the first season was great. The first episode was amazing. You know why the
first season was so great? Because they had no money.
Yeah.
They took all the money and put it into fucking Breaking Bad or some other show.
Right.
So the movie.
It was Walking AMC Dead, show.
Instead of having fucking the $10 million we're supposed to have or some shit, they had like $100,000. That's why the whole first season was just on one farm and they never went anywhere.
Second season was the farm and that one sucked. The first season.
Whatever happened in the first season, though, that's why they didn't have any money. And then the first season was so good, they got all the money.
Yeah.
And then after that, they started, you know.
The second season was fucking trash. That's the one when they were just at the farm. I fucking hate it. Dude, I loved the first season so much that I rode through the second one. And this is back in the days when, you know, you just had a TV with cable.
Yeah.
And you would just watch it every Friday when it came out, or Thursday, whatever fucking day it came out. So I remember doing that this whole second season, just because the first season was so good and it sucked. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go into the third season. I'm going to watch the third just because the first season is so good. I think they're going to turn it around. And they did. I thought the third season was better than the second, but it still wasn't that good to me. So, Jesus. So, I watched the third, and then I think, was it the fourth when Glenn died?
I can't even remember.
I think I watched the fourth, I think, and then I was done. I tapped out. I was like, all right. When the fifth came out, I was just like, I wasn't even invested anymore. I lost interest.
I know. I've been watching it back and forth. I started watching it again just to... I'll be at work and I just need some shit to watch.
Stranger Things, though.
Stranger Things, I never really got into.
The first season was really good. But then I had to wait a whole year for the second season. And I forgot about the first season. So I went back and I watched the first season all over. And it was good.
Did you watch The Last of Us?
Nah.
Do that.
I have to.
Do that.
That game is so dope.
Do that. If you want to compare, this is the best video game adaptation ever of anything of all time.
Really? Isn't it HBO?
Yes. If you got to go on a little bootleg stream site, do it.
That's what you do? You go on that link? The F?
No, I got HBO.
Oh, gotcha. How much is that? Like 45?
Or some shit. I got like some little... You know the little, first time, whatever package.
Oh, yeah.
I did, it was like 3 months for like $10 or some shit. But I was like, oh, yeah. Last of Us to start. Did that.
I'm about to do that.
That show is fucking just as good as the game is the show.
I never played the game, but I mean, I did at your house like way back.
Yeah.
I think at your mom's like years ago. And I remember... If I remember right, you were ransacking a house and you opened a drawer and there was one bullet. One bullet. And you were just like, yes, you got a bullet. You're like, I got five bullets now. And like, I remember having to do things and be very cautious about what stuff you use. And it felt so realistic. And the shots too, it wasn't like... One headshot is a headshot. Yeah. Like, that's it. I was like, that's how it fucking should be.
There's another game coming out. Fucking.
Yo, you know what game's fun as hell? This game right here. On my phone, yo. I was playing this shit and it came up at Dead Target. It's an app. Yo, I was on my phone. I was playing some, like, I was doing that soccer thing I told you about.
Yeah.
And, it was an ad I had to watch, and the ad, you played it, instead of having to watch it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, I'll play it. Like, why not? It was actually pretty fucking fun. So I downloaded the thing. Yo, that game fun as hell. You just kill zombies and monsters and shit. So you just stand there at the horde cubs and but from all directions. And it's like you do have to kind of be tactical.
Yeah, it's this fucking game. I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find this shit. It's like fucking, you remember that fucking game we was playing? It was like in New York.
Yeah, and yo, that game was fun as hell.
It's like a new version of that, and it's online. It's fucking just a big open that was city. A
Tom Clancy game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what game was that, yo? I always forget the name of it. I always want to play the second Division. One. Yo, I would have never got it. Thank you.
Yo.
That game was great. You know who put me onto that game? Well, I mean, like, I remember we seen the fucking, like, before it ever came out, we wanted to play that. But you remember Don LeJean?
Yeah.
I remember Don LeJean was, he got that game when it first came out, and he told me, he was like, yo, it is so dope. He was like, you got to play this fucking game. He kept telling me about it. And he was like, it definitely, he's like, it's not one of those games where it looks good and then you play it. And you're like, yeah. He's like, nah, this game's fire. And it was. That game was fun as hell. Yeah, I remember our strategy used to be, and that other game we used to play, Wildlands, that shit was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember we used to have the same strategy in both games. I was always like a sniper and you was always guns blazing.
Yeah.
Like, I would sit back, and the only thing that used to do us in was would be because I was a sniper and you was guns blazing, that if I died or you died or we got injured and we had to revive, it was, like, such a long... Yeah. Dude, you had to make the run for the century. Like, you had to kill 30 people and sprint, dodge, roll all the way over just to revive.
Yo, that game was fucking crucial, too. Because that was one of the realistic games. Like, headshots was headshots. Then the dude started wearing a little armor shit, so you gotta shoot them a couple times, their helmet will knock off.
But it was still pretty.
You could shoot their little bomb packs and they would blow up.
As long as you upgraded your gun.
Yeah.
Because if you had a weak gun, because sometimes we'll go into zones that were just, you realize you're like, oh, my gun is just weak.
Yeah.
It's like for their armor or something. Like the bullet would ricochet off their fucking helmet. I'm like, that's bullshit. But, I mean. If you went in, I remember having one of those, like, you kill one of those bosses, and I had a high power sniper rifle, and oh my god, I was just fucking.
Oh,
The other thing that was fun too, I think, is if you grab the rifle, I can't have the rifle. So sometimes we would leave certain things for each other.
That and then was you had too. Your little thing, you could throw the little turret.
Mm-hmm.
And little grenades that'll roll on the ground, find people, and blow up and shit.
Yo, yeah, the turret was awesome because, again, I'm a sniper, so I used to put it in my blind spots. Hell yeah, yo, you booby trap the shit all around you and then just camp.
Yo, that game is fucking awesome. That's one of them. That, I gotta find that. Because this game I seen was like that on fucking steroids. I was like, yo, that shit's fucking, you know, because it was the new graphics. Updated and all that shit.
Yeah. Go hit your ball. Where's your ball? Maddie, go get your ball. Go get your ball.
What
the fuck? She's smart, yo. She, if I tell her to go get her ball, if she is in the mood, she'll actually go outside, go get a ball, bring it in. If I tell her to go get her lamb, she'll go find her lamb, specifically her lamb. If I tell her to go get her donkey, she'll go get her donkey. Like she knows what specifically toy I'm asking for.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty smart. I don't know if every dog is like that, but.
Damn, I can't find it.
Knicks are back to sucking. Lost like three straight games.
The day before, that's it.
The day before, that sounds familiar. That's a game?
Yeah.
That's a zombie game, right? Bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it reminded me of that fucking... I think we was just talking about The Division.
You could do online.
Yeah.
Two players.
Mm-hmm.
It's a zombie game?
Or it's like just post-apocalyptic, like it's like no, the it's division, the but thing. Just like, yeah.
But it's
instead of you being like a part of some division or some shit, you're making your own crew.
Versus other online people?
Regular enemies, online people, all that shit.
That's dope.
And you see, it's not one of those, you know, you can run up, but you can't really run up. You gotta be behind cover. These dudes aren't taking a lot of bullets.
Damn, yo, this should make me want to get a system.
Yo.
Yo, that's wild.
And it just killed him.
Yo. Yo.
Yeah.
That's wild, yo. You got a PS5?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's better than the Xbox?
190 million percent.
Really?
190 million.
How much? How much was it? Or how much would it? Is like
probably like 500 now.
I'm waiting for it to be reasonable.
I feel like that's pretty reasonable. Okay. It's like $100 more than the Xbox.
It's probably not gonna go down lower for another 3 years. I bet.
No, it's probably gonna go down lower pretty soon.
Really?
Yeah. Because okay. It already went down because like I bought mine on Black Friday, so mine's $450.
Yeah.
And then that was like out the door, everything all together. It was like $450. I was like, all right, that's worth it.
Yeah, because
but
I plan on getting a PS5. That's why I've been waiting so long.
Because like that game is strictly PS5 game.
Yeah. I remember about 5 years ago, I made that decision that I was done with gaming because I'm a sports game person and they on some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really... 2K's pay to play, and fucking Madden is the same game every year.
And that's why, like, boom. That's why I like PS5. So I got 2K on PS5, and because I have PlayStation Plus, I get, like, 10,000 tokens, like, every 2 months. Like, VC. And it'll be like, oh, a PlayStation Plus download, since you got PlayStation Plus, is free.
That's what I always... I don't even buy hard copy.
Yeah.
It sucks because you can't sell it, but it's just... I don't... But, I just feel like, the games... I was waiting for the PS5 to drop, which it did, like, what, 2019?
Yeah.
I stopped playing in, like, 20... I sold all my shit in 2018... But then when it came out, it was so expensive. So I was like, I'm just going to wait a year after it comes out for the bugs to go away. That's a new Fight Night.
Undisputed, yeah.
It's widely agreed upon that the last truly outstanding professional boxing game was 2011's Fight Night Champion.
I think that was the game that I was the best at. Right now,
ancient Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Because I used to play that game religiously when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I played that game. The VR, right?
Yeah.
Both of which are decent boxing simulators, albeit far removed from the official rule set or roster of the UFC. But now, over 12 years after Fight Night disappeared, developer Steel City Interactive may be reaching for the title belt with Undisputed.
Linares. That's my boy, yo. I fuck with Linares. That
seemingly represents a return to form for the boxing genre. I've spent several hours in single-player skirmish mode, and I'm pleasantly surprised by the fluidity of the fighters' movements, which, while still not perfectly comparable to their real-life counterparts, are already more dynamic and realistic-looking than those of the classic fighting game.
Wars. That's a legendary matchup.
Bro, you didn't get the ball. This shit looks pretty good, too.
Oh, it looks real good. Oh, it looks great.
From the small studio.
I want to play.
While you get the controls down. And this is a tutorial you absolutely should not skip. Especially if you're unfamiliar with boxing games, given the incredible amount of control Undisputed gives you over your hooks, jabs, slips, blocks, weaves, power punches, uppercuts, and so forth. There are far more button combinations to memorize here than in your average fighting game, but these controls affect the fluidity of your boxer's motions in a way that mimics how a professional fighter might actually move in a fight. It's not quite intuitive, but once you get into a groove, it does gradually become easier to predict your opponent's rhythm and evade, counter, or at least counter their punches. Boxer attributes differentiate each of these fighters, and Undisputed is remarkably granular about what each of its core stats does. Vitality governs everything about the number and frequency.
That dude was blocking the whole time, still getting fucked up.
Managing your heart rate, where a lower BPM allows you to keep your hands up longer. And you'll also need to manage your stamina to continue effectively throwing punches. This is realistic, but it can be
used to.
Once your stamina is depleted, you'll need to back into your corner long enough to regenerate it. But like your head health and your body health, your maximum stamina pool will wear down over the course of the fight, creating an incentive to fight tactically rather than wail on your opponent. Strength, speed, and defense attributes each contribute to your fighter's effectiveness as well. And there are so many sub-attributes here that can individually affect your fighter's performance that you think you were playing an RPG. There is even a perk system that shakes up the dynamics of the ring.
Yeah.
For example, the second wind perk makes you punch 25% harder and use 25%
less stamina for 30 seconds
after being knocked down. And this can rapidly change the course of the fight in your favor. This feels especially good when you hit hard enough to daze your opponent and activate your own fighter's adrenaline mode, rewarding you with the satisfying jolt of controller vibration and a sound effect, but you'll have to quickly execute your winning combo to secure the knockout punch before your adrenaline runs out, leaving you winded. And this might be difficult if your opponent has the speed and the skill to dodge and weave through each of your punches.
Oh, that's cool.
This means fights feel constantly tense, especially if
you fucking after your adrenaline run out, you get winded.
Once you're ready to test your skills against other players, you can head into Undisputed's ranked matchmaking mode. I didn't get a chance to experience live all player in the free early access build, but it is reasonable to assume that Undisputed's longevity will hinge on the quality.
Dude, that game looks so good.
Yeah.
Oh, they got women boxing too. That's dope.
Early access for PC via Steam, but the eventual full release is.
Nah, she's fighting herself.
As well as Xbox One and Xbox Series. For more info,
that game looks dope.
For everything else,
yeah.
In the world of video games, stick with IGN.
But yeah, I'll go with PS5. It got more, what do you want to call it?
Ooh, my bad.
Like, fucking exclusives. Like, they got this game called Ghost of Tsushima. You get to be the samurai.
Yo, that's the game I wanted to play when they kept like delaying it forever.
Yeah.
And then I just was like, ah, fuck it, I'm just...
It was worth them delaying it.
Good.
It's like an amazing game.
I got it. Yo, I still want to play it. There's so many games I'm going to catch up on once I get it.
And that's like a PS5 exclusive. And one of the things with PS5 that's good, too, is instead of buying the PS5 version that's like $20 more expensive, you could buy the PS4 version and it'll upgrade it for free.
That's pretty dope.
A little realistic and whatnot. That shit's powered by the PS5. PS5 is fucking a beast. Like, that thing fucking... I don't know, man. I be playing my games and watching YouTube videos at the same time.
Yo, you know what that reminds me of? You will have nothing and be happy, remember?
Yeah.
And everybody is like, that's a freaky thing to say, which it is. And, that's what it makes me think of. I'm like, because one day everybody will have like a 3D printer.
Yeah.
And, oh, thanks. And everybody will have a 3D printer. And a VR. And that's all we'll need. And public transportation or some transportation issues and housing and everything else will be solved.
Everybody work from home.
Yeah. and it kind of makes sense. Because if you have VR, who like
all this
don't even fucking matter. Because you put your fucking headset on
And it could be whatever the fuck you want it to be.
Yeah.
And that's way cooler than home decor.
And then, think about this, too. The VR that... The Oculus is the PS1. No, sorry. Yeah, Oculus is like the PlayStation of VR. Like PS1, Xbox original, like... This isn't like a fucking... Like in the, what do you want to call it? Like the timeline of video games. Because, you know, like, oh, PlayStation was the first disc. And they started, you know, the controllers had all the buttons and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
They moved away from cartridges. So, like, the fucking Oculus is the first VR that was like, you don't need a computer. You don't need any of that shit. You just need internet to download the games. So some of the games you don't even need internet to play. You can just play them.
That's how, well, you shouldn't need to have internet. That's like a
little... No, I mean, like, that's only for, like, oh, I want to go online. Like, you're going to need internet connection.
Yeah.
Or I want to download a game from their online market.
Right.
But it's like, it's not like you need internet for anything other than that on the Oculus. But I'm saying, like, in the timeline of it, like look how far PlayStation came in 20 years. 30 years, my fact. Sorry, I keep thinking it's fucking
2010. It ain't 30. No, you...
Less than 30, like 25.
No, you're right. It was like 25. That sounds about right. It was like late 90s.
Yeah.
I feel like Nintendo and PlayStation came out around the same time. I feel like Xbox came out like 2000.
Nintendo was like 20 years before PlayStation.
Nintendo 64, my bad. Nintendo 64 was like 97.
Yeah.
Because I got the 64... over the PlayStation, because 64 had the kid games. Yeah. It was more kid-based. And PlayStation had Spyro and Crash Bandicoot. It was, like, awesome and everything, but I wanted to play Mario and all that shit. So,
yeah, PlayStation was more, you know, Mortal Kombat, freaking Gran Turismo Racing and stuff like that.
Oh, Nintendo 64 had Cruising the World, though.
Yeah.
And I fucked with that. Because my cousins would always have the systems before I did. But the Nintendo 64 we got at the same time. But I remember they had Cruising the World. I got the Tony Hawk game for the 64. But for a lot of games, too, before 64, it was Sega for me. It was Nintendo first. That was the first system I ever played for probably most... our era
it was
the Nintendo. There was nobody else. You either had the Nintendo or the Sega. Like, that's how, right?
Yeah.
Like early 90s. Sega, like
Nintendo.
Atari was before that, but it was like, I didn't have an Atari. Yeah, that was like 80s. So
Yeah. It was the Sega Genesis or whatever it was. It was Nintendo.
I had the black Sega. I don't know which one that.
I had the six buttons on the controller.
I think it was the Dream.
Was that? I don't know. I don't know the names of.
Yeah, me neither.
I know it was the one that had like six buttons on it, right?
I don't even remember to be honest, but I remember
it had the big ass controller. I remember my cousin having it. I didn't have it.
Yo, that game was awesome. That system was awesome. I used to play Mortal Kombat on that. Played mad games on that, and then after 64, I think I got the PlayStation 2. That was like 2004.
Oh yeah, I remember. I started with the PlayStation 1. I ain't have nothing else. My cousins had systems. I know I'd go over their house and play, or they'd come by and play. But the first system I could remember really happened was a PlayStation, and that had the games on it.
Yeah.
Max Payne and freaking...
Wasn't Max Payne only Xbox?
No, it was on PlayStation.
Oh, okay. I remember... Yo, people be... Xbox seems like a mystery console to me. Because, like... I don't know its origins. I don't know when it came out. It feels like 2001-ish.
No, it came out the same year as PlayStation.
97? 99? PlayStation 2?
I think it was PlayStation 2.
2004?
Yeah. And it was Rush.
2002-ish? Yeah.
Bill Gates was just like, I want a system too.
I think PlayStation 2 was 2002. Yeah, that sounds about right. Because Xbox, I never fucked with it. 2000. That sounds about right, because I never fucked with Xbox. But I used to play. You remember, like, you go to the stores, any gaming store, you could play Xbox. And I never fucked with it over PlayStation. But they had exclusive games. And one of their exclusive games was Halo. I never fucked with Halo, so I didn't care. Gears of War was awesome, though.
Yeah.
That I got 360. I don't know why. I think I got a 360 over a PlayStation 3 because it seemed like a better console. I ended up getting a PlayStation 3, and I felt like the PS3 was actually better.
Yeah, I always fucked with PlayStation. I had an Xbox for a little while because I think it was we went to get a PS3 and then they didn't have one. That's when we ended up getting a 360. And there were some things we fucked with it, like you could download a CD on it, play your music while you're playing games. That was always cool.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, it was cool, but I always, like, getting a PS4 and a PS5, it was like, yo, for one, Xbox doesn't have an exclusive game I really want to play. So I'm like, why would I get that? Because every other game is already on both consoles. So, like, what would really be the point? Like, all they got is, like, Halo, and like Gears of War. They got a couple little games, but, like, most of the games I see, they're, like, PlayStation exclusives. And they look fucking cool.
Yeah. PlayStation. Even PlayStation 1 with their exclusive games like Crash and Spyro, like those games are fucking fun as hell. Because my boy had one. I used to play mad PlayStation games. I always thought PlayStation was the best system. Like I had the 64, but I always thought.
I remember my cousin having Dragon Ball Z on PlayStation 1.
Yo, I always say I don't fuck with Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah,
but the game was dope. It was free world too.
Yeah, I remember him having that. He had another game too. You had to put in an American game first and hold down. It was like a spring that you put in that would hold down the thing that make it think it's closed and the disc would spin. It was a blue disc that you put in first. It would spin. Then it would like put in an American game. So you take it out and put in an American game that should have spin. You put the blue disc back in, it'll spin again. Then it says put in a freaking the whatever game you're trying to play. Then he'll put in the Dragon Ball Z game because it was like from Japan. And you put it in and it will spin and it'll be like, and then it'll start the whole thing all over again and it'll play. That shit was crazy.
Oh, shit. It was like a hack.
Shit, yeah, like all the voices and shit was still in like Japanese or whatever. It was just like the languages. It was like a direct translation too. It wasn't like, oh. Wow. This is like a fucking, what it should say. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, start button press. And like, oh.
Was the graphics and everything the same? Or
yeah, it was like a PlayStation game. Like, okay. It was like around the same graphics. That shit was, I remember that shit so vividly. Because I was like, yo, this is the wildest thing ever. It was that in another game. It was like some fighting game or some shit.
Yo, every time when we start talking about fighting games, I think about that time when we went to UHS.
Yeah.
And I forget, somehow on the computer, motherfuckers would have like Hitler versus Barney.
Yeah.
it was like Street Fighter. Yo, it'd be like Homer Simpson versus a T-Rex. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is this shit? Yo. It was so retarded. Oh, shit. It was the best fighting game ever. Like, yo. Honestly, it was the best fighting game ever. Because it was just, like, whatever the fuck hack they did. I don't know what the fuck they did, the mod. But it was just wild. Bro, what? That's a casual thing in New York. You just see a pair of Tims with a fitted fighting in the streets.
About fighting the Black Air Forces?
Right. Oh, the Black Air Forces. I thought it was two tons.
This is that dumb. This is like that shit. This
it is goes with the music.
That thing now, yeah.
Bodega music.
And with the Metro card. Yo. That's what they doing with the fucking shits nowadays. I remember, yo, as soon as you said that, I was like, yo, I remember that shit in school. Then it reminded me of these videos. I'm like, oh, these fucking shits is dumb.
And that's an actual game?
Yeah. It's called Mugen. I remember the name of it from...
And you really have... You could pick, like, just a pair of tones.
You could put anything in there. Like, look.
Like a mop? A mop versus a bucket? This is literally, like, who would win? Cheese pizza or waffles? Bro. What do you mean, the Yankees? Oh. New York. What the fuck? It threw a public transit at it.
You roll a dice at it.
New York Metro. It threw pigeons. What the fuck?
The little barbershop razor.
Cardi. Yeah, the New York pizza. Oh, yeah. It should morph into the Statue of Liberty. You know, like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Yo, Mortal Kombat's the best fighting game ever.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Because motherfuckers would be out here like, oh, Tekken or Street Fighter. I'm like, listen here, bitch. It goes Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat 11 is nasty.
Like, all the Mortal Kombats in order. And then Tekken. All the Tekken's in order.
Oh, there's a Mortal Kombat 12 coming out?
And then whatever other great Street Fighters after Tekken, or not Street Fighters, but fighter games.
Yeah.
After Tekken, like the Fight Nights and UFC games and whatever other combat games. And then the last one is Street Fighter. Street Fighter is the worst.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 11 is a freaking, it's a great, I like how they changed how the fighting is. A little bit, but
that's the one that has the that came out with the 21 Savage shit.
Yeah.
I don't think I played that one.
It's good.
That was like what, 2019?
Yeah. 2020. Yeah. Somewhere around that time.
Yeah, I haven't played that one yet. The last one I played was the one that came out maybe 2015.
He's got fucking everybody in it. RoboCop, Rambo, fucking...
RoboCop.
Rambo, fucking... Terminator.
Yeah, I remember... the one I had was the one that had, like, Jason. Jason and Predator, I think, was in it.
Spawn. Yeah. Oh, nasty in the game too.
I still never seen that movie.
What, Spawn?
Yeah.
That's a good movie. Watch that shit.
I've seen, like, I've always heard people tell me about shit and I've seen clips. Damn. Who's that?
Who's who? That's the Terminator.
Oh.
It's from like the latest movie. He looks like old man.
Oh, okay. Bless you.
This shit's wild. Get over
here. Damn. Son. That's what they're missing. They're missing, like, the streets DJ in the background. Yeah.
That dude needs to pop him like, whoopsies.
Yeah. That's what they need for a fighting game. In the background, just some guy being like, damn. Oh, man, how the fuck RoboCop won? That's some bullshit. RoboCop would not win.
No, not at all.
That's stupid. Now I wouldn't play.
Oh, now they got the... They do them back to back. I mean...
RoboCop would not win. That's crazy. Blasphemy! That's fucking wild.
Teleported you to the future.
Yo, that's gonna... I swear to God, dude, that's the future right there. That alien. That not even alien. That
the Terminator AI shit?
Yeah, that's gonna happen. Skynet?
They're already around.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
You seen the Mortal Kombat movie? It was pretty good, too.
What if spirits are real? Demons and all that shit, they're real? And they start hacking our, like, you know, devices. Like our, like, AI.
Oh, AI?
Yeah. And they start, like, when you make an AI robot, a demon possesses that robot.
That would be crazy. That'd be crazy as fuck. Coming for you. You're letting their secrets out.
Yeah.
Recording. They heard you.
Forgot what I was recording.
Yeah, it's all over now. It's too late. The TV heard you.
Oh, fuck.
The dog heard you.
What you looking at? Give me that stick. Give me it. Imagine being happy just to chew out a stick. Life's truly simple.
I know a lot of people that do it. Chew on some little cinnamon sticks.
We need more Dunkin' Donuts or we need a competitor. I don't understand why there's not any more. Like, you know how gas stations are? Should be like that. Should be like a Dunkin' right here. And literally right next to it is like Hartford's Best. Like, you know, you go there and you fight. It's like, that's how it should be. Should have like three different coffee spots, with like, don't even go inside. It's all drive through.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I had like
all the weed.
Yeah, but yeah, fucking. I don't think people.
I was looking to challenge fucking head. I didn't even see that.
People ain't like, trying to challenge Dunkin' Donuts. Like fuck it.
I don't know. They got like a fucking monopoly. I mean, there's Starbucks, but it's different, though. It's not really a coffee spot, and it's more expensive, and it's not enough.
You know what I would like? I would like to fucking have a little corner store type shit. the house connected. I seen that shit in a fucking...
There's one down the street from here. I would totally buy that shit and just run a store. Chill all day downstairs and then go upstairs. Sometimes just stay downstairs, close up, finish watching TV.
Just fucking watch TV, play 2K. Mm-hmm. People come in to buy shit.
Hell yeah, yo. That's the fucking dream. And you do it at a place like this, where like you're the only competitor.
You're like a neighborhood corner store.
Yep. And then you just sell lotto tickets and everybody gets their scratch offs and cigarettes. And that's it. You just make sure that you always got scratch off cigarettes and beer, ice, soda. And like candy.
Yeah. Little simple shit.
Yeah, like the stuff for kids.
Yeah.
Stuff for adults.
Nah.
Sell that horny goat stuff.
Fucking yeah. That should be fucking.
I was at the gas station, and it's just funny that like a lot of gas stations you go to pay, and they just got a bucket of condoms right there. I was like, it's just funny. Like, just a bucket of condoms.
Yeah. Now that
I think about it, yeah, a lot of guys that shit. I know, I was just like, it never really dawned on me, but like.
Why are that loose condoms just hanging on?
It's not loose, though.
They are, they're like singles. Like
yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Imagine they're open. Unrolled and shit.
Oh,
shit. Oh,
what the fuck?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that shit is funny as hell. I'm like, crazy ass fucking Arabs, Asians. There's just all sorts of Asians that own gas stations out here. I wonder if that's everywhere. Like, who owns all the gas stations in, like, fucking Texas? I've been everywhere. I should know. Especially gas stations. I've been to, like, been to so many gas. That's pretty much all I've been to when I was over the road was gas stations. Yo, you know which place has the most Muslims in America? It's like
probably something weird, like Wisconsin.
Yeah, actually, it's like it's Michigan, Wisconsin area. Isn't that weird? I was like Minnesota, like Minnesota, like that area. I'm like, bro, like. Bro, I be forgetting Minnesota is a state.
Shit. I only bring that place up when I think of random shit. I feel like it's one of them random states where somebody's like, oh, guess this is where some random shit goes down.
Wisconsin, like, Minnesota.
Utah. Fucking.
Yo, Utah look like Mars.
For real?
Yeah, I went there. Yo, it was so weird. I went to Salt Lake City, too. And the water, half of it was green and half of it was red.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what the fuck? And it was like, everything looked clay. Like, everything looked clay. And there wasn't really a lot of trees. It kind of looked like Mars to me. It didn't really, like, look like it had no life.
Oh, shit.
The water, I guess, has, like, no fish in it.
That's weird. Sounds like a weird, very weird fucking place.
It's just so salty that the only thing that can live in there is like some type of brine, like bacteria. Fucking some form of shrimp. Yeah, it was like weird as a hell. And then there's like literally no trees from anywhere I could see. It looked like there was no trees. It looked like a desert. But it was cold. I mean, I'm sure it gets hot, but when I was there, it was cold. And I remember you could see Salt Lake City, the city, like across the lake. I was on the other side of the lake. There's nothing around. You could just see a city. I'm just like, this is fucking weird, yo. It looked like they literally built a city on Mars.
Yeah, that shit sounds weird. Fucking in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, it was weird as hell. I was at like some diner thing. I remember this guy was attacking the pigeons or seagulls. There was a bunch of seagulls in the parking lot. This guy was like trying to attack them, throw shit at them.
Yo, use your bat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, what do your chickens do in the wintertime? Just die?
Nah, they just be chickens. Yeah, they still chicken. They do their thing. My mom puts that plastic around them. Because,
helps insulate the...
Nah, it's more just because the direction, I guess, where we are, it's like the wind blows that way. So, mm-hmm. like, when it snows, the snow gets in their run. Oh. And I would have to go and shovel it. That's kind of, like, annoying. So, they don't like that. They won't, like, step on snow. So, to keep it dry in there, she'll put that up. But, yeah, they just stay inside more because it's warm. Like, the two of them, because we used to have four, but now there's only two left. But it's still, like, they just huddle together, and they just, you know, they shit in there, and then they bury it. And so, it's just, all that keeps it warm. And they just chill inside all the time. They'll go out, drink. I have to go out there. Like, they're my chickens, technically. So, I have to come here almost every day and smash their ice because their water freezes.
Yeah.
So, I have to come here and change their water and shit. My mom will do it for me sometimes, but, like, it's not her obligation.
Yeah. They're
like 5 years old.
How old do chickens get?
Like 5 to 10. Like the last two died last year, like not even a year ago. Like they died like a couple months apart, but I guess that's like 5 years for a chicken is like, you know, they start producing mostly like year, like once they're like a few months old to like once they're almost like a year old, I guess, until they're like almost four, they produce the most eggs at that point. And then after that, they're just not as productive. Eventually they won't lay, but they've been laying, they still lay. Like you'll get four eggs out of them like every few days.
I'm saying you can just eat those eggs.
Yeah, it's just ready to be eaten. Oh, yeah, if you don't wash them, you could leave them out too. You'd have to put them in the fridge. You just like get a bowl, just put them in the bowl and leave them on the counter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, for like weeks.
That's wild. And then once you wash it.
If you wash it, I don't know why. I forget. But you got to put it in the fridge. You got to treat it like a regular egg. But it won't spoil or nothing.
You see what he just did?
Uh-huh.
She brought the little toy over to me and was like rubbing it on me like, yo, this toy.
Yeah, she does that like if my cousin comes through, she'll be chilling. She'll do that to my cousin. She'll like bring a toy to her, his foot.
Yeah, but that
chicken
is pretty cool.
Yeah, chickens are cool. Like, what I had four, because that's the, like about for that size. That's as much that could fit. Like, four or five chickens. And,
fucking shit.
I was getting, like, 12 eggs. Like, I was getting, like, yeah, I'd get like a dozen eggs like every 3 days.
Yeah. Some more than enough eggs. I'm good.
Yeah, like, you know, that's why I got them, and then I'll just split it with my mom, and my mom will buy chicken food because she'd buy dog food. So when she goes to get dog food, then she'll pick up chicken food, and I'll let her have half the eggs. And also, they get to be here, so like off the bat, she gets like most eggs. I kind of just like having chickens, but I wish I could have them at my apartment.
Yeah, that'd be something different. I don't know, people next door got a fucking rooster or some shit.
They do, all the time. I could have them, but I don't think my landlord would, like...
Yeah.
I don't think he would... He probably wouldn't care, but I don't know. I don't want to have any more pets.
Chickens in your backyard is kind of wild in Hartford.
Yeah. In Hartford, it is. Even over here, it seems kind of weird, but a lot of the neighbors do it. Like, my mom, like, they, this house over there was doing it first, and then I was telling my mom, I was like, yo, like, you should do that, you should get, like, chickens and stuff like that. She was like, I'm not gonna get chickens. I was like, can I get chickens? I was like, can I, like, I'll take care of it, I'll buy this shit. So my cousin and I, we, like, built it,
yeah,
and then, we bought, like, an old used one. Yeah, got chickens. And then the neighbors, was like, chickens are cool because the kids like the chickens. The kids used to want to come over to see the chickens, so they got their own chickens. Like, chickens are cool pets, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like chilling, right?
You know what they're the best at is a bunch of shit. So, for garbage, any scraps and shit that would normally stink up your house by rotting in the trash, you give that to the chickens. Like, pretty much everything. Like, there's certain things that chickens can't eat, but you could look it up. It's pretty, they eat nearly everything. I mean, anything that would rot, dude, I'll throw banana peels in there. Like, they eat everything. And then, so they eat your garbage. So you save money on trash bags. Like, your house doesn't stink. When you do that as well, they shit the seeds out. And then if when you clean the coop out, say you take all that dirt and you just, like, I mean, all that shit. Because it's in the dirt. So, like, you dig it up with a shovel. And I throw it behind the coop. And a garden grows on its own. Like, a garden just grows all around the coop. So you get a bunch of food just by throwing their shit. I do no digging, no planting. I literally just take their shit and I throw it all over the place. And I'll do a pile. But yeah. I'll pick a place. I'll basically throw, like, build like a pile, and then a garden grows on it. So I'm like, that's dope. I'm like, so you get food out of it. And then you can also feed your chickens the food, since you're right there. I'll literally just grab shit and throw it in there.
Yeah.
They give you eggs. So, it's like... You spend maybe $10, $20 a month on food. And that's it. So,
That's one of the reasons I think I'd like to live down south. Just because you'd have mad land just to do shit on. Just to have possibilities of doing shit.
Hell yeah. If I had land, dude, I would have a rooster. I would have, like, mad chickens. As many chickens as I could have for one rooster. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But I would have multiple roosters if I can. And multiple tons of chickens. And I would just, and dogs. I would have a shit ton of dogs. I would just have, like, fruit and cats. Literally dogs, cats, and chickens. And I'd even try to do, like, sheep or something. And that's it. And I bet you I could live off of all that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm like that.
And a couple trees.
Yeah, like shit like that, yeah. And again, like I said with the chickens, like imagine you have all those chickens, how much shit you're going to get out of that. Like, you're going to have a huge garden.
And especially how shit works now, you could go and buy a fucking 10-year-old tree. And cut a lot of fucking... You could get a 10-year-old apple tree. You just get it planted.
Yeah, that's true. But their trees are expensive, dude. But yeah, if you got the money, it's a good investment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, situation where I can just go buy fucking land like that, I'm gonna have the money to be like, you know what? Give me a couple apple trees, a couple of fucking these and that. Shit that'll attract some deer.
Yeah. I'd grow mad weed, yo. I'd grow so much weed. Like, I remember that one year I grew weed, and it was just, like, mad seeds in it and stuff. But other than that, it still, like, got me high and shit.
Yeah, it was pretty good weed.
Yeah, and I, like, and the way I did it had no flavor. I still do it that way. I'm going to do it this year. Last year I didn't grow. But, yeah, that would be great to just have, like, weed grow all over your property.
Yeah.
And just whenever you want, you just go grab some weed. Because it dries out on its own, eventually.
Yeah.
So, like, if you just leave it out there, I think eventually the weed, you could just probably pull it off and just, I don't know, roll up with it. I don't know. Because I remember I did that just to see what happens, and eventually it dries up. But it keeps developing more into, like, a flowery thing.
I need to find a place that sells seeds.
I have seeds. I have a shit ton of seeds.
Yeah, but you get fucking seeds for some fire ass weed.
Yo, for real, like, this shit right here is fire. If this had a seed. Because sometimes that does. Like, sometimes you could get a seed. I know, like, when you get a seed, you give it to me. I knew a bunch of times you gave me seed. I know I grew weed. Whoops. I knew I grew weed for a fact with some of the high grade seed, like an OG seed, like shit like that.
Yeah, because I know it's a place I went to before. They had, like, somebody was selling seeds, and it was fucking, it was basically like $1 a seed. And I was like, oh shit, that's fucking great. For like 10 seeds, $10. That's fucking, you know, that's worth the gamble. You know, not guaranteed all of them are going to fucking Germany, but they're all fresh seeds. They don't look bad. But I was like, oh shit, I gotta do this. I heard about this place that got fucking chocolate shrooms.
What?
They got like chocolate bars with mushrooms in them.
Ooh.
I gotta find this place.
In Connecticut?
I think it's in Mass.
Oh shit.
What is the Connecticut Mass place border, I think? I don't know. But heard about it. I was like, yeah, that sounds like a fucking plan.
Hell yeah.